Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Really excited this week, something a little bit different. Every now and then, we come across some amazing people and we go, hey, we need to share you to everyone in our networks. And that's what's going to happen today. So I'm really excited to be able to bring to you Get More Referrals Today podcast, Jeff Hetherington, otherwise known as the Profitability Coach. And I've had the pleasure of knowing Jeff for a couple of years now, and you know, he's always sort of just been there in the background on my radar and listening to the sorts of things that he does and the things that he says. And I went, well, right now, probably more than ever, businesses have all these challenges. And it's like, who do you listen to? Who do you actually rely upon? And what I love, especially about Jeff, is it's really just, it's no BS. It's these are the things to do to grow your business and add more profit to your business. So I'm going to bring Jeff up right now and welcome him along. Jeff, thank you for joining us and really excited to have you here on Get More Referrals Today podcast. Start us off, fill us in a little bit about your story and what brings you to being the Profitability Coach.
Oh, great. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on here. Look, my story's a long one, so I'll make it very short. In a previous life, I was a high school teacher, much like yourself, teaching background. But when I finished my uni degree, there were 230 of us that actually came out with bachelors of education, and there were 32 teaching jobs in the entire state of Victoria. So I went to the supermarket chain I'd worked in at night time to pay my way through uni, and said, make me a manager, and they did. So I shifted from education into business, and that saw me spend the next 30 years working across 12 different industries, the last 15 of which is a C-suite executive. If you're using one of these things, a mobile phone, and it's on the NextG network, well, I'm the guy who put together the marketing program that launched the NextG network in Australia when I was at Telstra in those days. I spent 5 years in Indonesia, where I ran 5 businesses for the Jardine Matheson Group simultaneously. That was everything from a supermarket to a bookstore to a thing called Star Mart, which had nothing to do with Caltex, but was certainly a convenience store ripoff. So that was me. I came back to Australia in 2000, promptly joined Vodafone, worked with them for some time, ended up as their national strategy manager, moved from them to a buying group called the Leading Edge Group, took them from zero to Telstra's number 3 dealer behind Crazy John's and Phone Zone, then joined Telstra, worked with them. And then after that, I got my a final CEO role, which was with a data management company in the construction industry, which is almost as boring as it sounds. And I decided I'd had enough of dealing with my board of directors were also my biggest customers, and the time of the financial crisis, they overextended and they wanted the part of the business I was running to actually margin farm on their behalf, which of course is illegal. So I said no. And 12 years ago, I started out as a business coach. And in the last 12 years, there's probably about 650 businesses I've worked with and helped become more profitable. I've had a few different hats during that time. I started off as dancing blind man because I figured, you know, even if you're blind, you can dance and have fun, and it takes some skill and it will stand out. I then became the Clarity CEO, but I got tired of trying to explain to people why clarity was important. So I settled on the Profitability Coach because at the end of the day, working with me will see your revenue profitably increase by about 30%, touch wood, all things being equal. So that's me.
Yeah, brilliant. Love it. And don't know too many businesses that don't want to be able to increase profit and be able to continually sort of grow. So let's just sort of dive into a few little things and pick your brain. I know we've got also the Aussie Business Accelerator that we're going to touch on a little bit later, but what are some of the challenges that you see with businesses and being able to be profitable?
Well, the largest thing for businesses, especially over the last 12 to 18 months, I mean, COVID's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, we've got to mention it, is that businesses weren't ready and they weren't planning. You know, part of my background is business continuity planning, and it's interesting that the businesses that coped best with COVID were ones that had business continuity plans in place so that when suddenly they weren't allowed to go to the office, they had a plan for using their staff to work from home. But the businesses that didn't have any form of plan to deal with that really struggled. So what's happening now with profitability is people are getting squeezed. You know, COVID's become an excuse for a number of suppliers to try and raise prices. We saw what happened to Kmart shelves when China shut down, because all of a sudden there was all these big stores open and there was acres of empty shelves. So that affected sales and things like that. But the key thing is with business people, especially small to medium-sized business people, is they're at that stage in the four-stage learning model where they're what they call they're consciously incompetent, which means they know there's stuff they don't know. They just don't know where to ask it. I got into coaching because I had a couple of mates running their own businesses, and they went broke not because their businesses were bad or their products and services were bad, but there were just some small things they didn't understand, or they didn't know how to tweak their business to make them successful. So with business today, it's about making sure you've got a tribe, that you've got a good audience, that you're speaking directly to your audience, your product and service actually meets a need, and that your pricing's correct. And quite frankly, that you're moving away from competing on price, because that's the surest way to go broke, I know.
Yeah, brilliant. Love it. So, well, let's go there. How do you know if your pricing is correct?
Well, yeah, the obvious thing is, you know, is my turnover going up or down, or is it static? Now, that's one thing. The other thing is you shouldn't lose sleep over your competitors, but you should keep an eye on them. So if you've got like-for-like type products, firstly, you've got to try and differentiate yours from theirs so that, you know, there's a choice for the consumer, the client, but you've also got to see what's happening with their pricing. Are they going up or are they going down? I mean, you know, a couple of decades ago when I was running supermarkets, the local Coles down the road and I got into a price war, and we did stupid things like we'd reduce the price of baby food by a cent, so we were a cent cheaper than them. And that was in the days when we had to put sticky labels on things. So the number of man hours and wages I wasted peeling labels off and putting new labels on, it was just ridiculous. So what you got to do with your pricing is you can ask your clients. That's not a bad thing either. But the key thing is, if I've got a product, it's differentiated from my competitors, but my sales are dipping, then there's something wrong. Either I'm no longer relevant to my marketplace, someone's got a better product or is promoting it better, or my pricing's wrong. Now, I'll tell you my experience with 700 plus businesses. Virtually every business I've gone to, we've been able to raise their pricing between 10 and 25% and barely have a hiccup. Most people tend to undervalue what they do. Now, if I'm selling a pen, okay, it's hard to differentiate something like that, commodity type products. But if you're doing a service, or if you're doing a service with significant value adds, then most times, most small business people, they're actually undervaluing what they do. So you've actually got some room to shift your price up. And of course, if you can shift your price up and hold your costs static or even reduce them, then of course your profit margins go up.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you were to look right now, as you said, hundreds of businesses that you've worked with, what seems to be like the top mistake that you just see day in, day out, that you probably just sort of go to your forehead, I can't believe I've seen it again. What's that? Like, what are we doing as businesses that you just see as, no, you just shouldn't be?
The biggest mistake I see with most small to medium-sized businesses is they're owner-centric. In other words, if you took the owner out, the business would get the collie wobbles and fall over, you know. The key thing is to be able to put the systems in your business so that you're able to step out. The yardstick I use is 8 weeks. Can you have 8 weeks out of your business without it falling over? If you can't, then the business is dependent too much on you, and that's a real risk. So a lot of what I do is about risk mitigation and management. But the biggest issue with all those things is everything's dependent on the owner. You know, they make every decision. So, in fact, they become a choke point. They often stop their business growing and scaling because it's predicated on them being there or them ticking the boxes or signing the checks. You know, Gerber's famous book, The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited, he talks about someone moving from being a technician to becoming a manager. And he's quite right. It's a different skill set from someone who started their own business because they didn't want a boss to suddenly have to run a business instead of doing what they want. So that's the number one thing. The other thing is, too many businesses probably try to be all things to too many people. They haven't narrowed it down. Now, you know, I'm a bit at odds at that because the work that I do, you know, I'd love to say I only work with left-handed plumbers, but that's not true. Yeah. I work with small business owners, which is a pretty broad spectrum anyway. But a lot of the people I work with, they don't really understand who their best customers are, and they haven't really defined that. So their marketing, a lot of it gets wasted. So they're wasting money, hence profit. And they're not speaking directly necessarily to the needs of their clients. And as because everything goes on the business owner, they're getting time poor, they're getting stressed, and they really own a job. They don't own a business. And what they need to do is be working on the system so they can step back. Now, instead of being in front of the trees, they need to at least see the forest, and better still, they need to have that helicopter view where they can see the whole damn thing. When you're at that level, that's when you're a business owner and you're not just owning a job.
Yeah, fantastic. Love it. So I go, like most people simply just don't know what they don't know, and that's why they're so entrenched in the business, because they just don't really have the insight or the process or the structure or have learned how to get themselves out of the business. So I'm going to just put up here and let's touch on this. There's something which you guys have just created called the Aussie Business Accelerator. And I've got the link going along the screen right now. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, on Podbean, on Spotify, on Google Play, just go to www.aussiebusinessaccelerator.com/invitation. And the link is also in the description in the show notes. So just click on that link to find out more about it. So what I really enjoy about this concept is very much around how to learn from experts, from people who actually know what they're talking about, have done it, have gone through it. And rather than having to go through like 12 different experts to find what you need, and really that's just overwhelm and just the thought process of that makes most people feel anxious, you've decided to be able to make it so much easier and bring people together in one spot. Tell us a little bit about it.
My partner, Debbie Small, who and I put together this thing called the Aussie Business Accelerator. Now, Deb did one of my detangling days a few years ago, and that's where we solidified this concept for her. It came about because, like me, she was tired of seeing small businesses fall over because there were knowledge gaps. So anyway, late last year, Deb and I got together and we decided that, you know, in times of COVID, the difficulty is seeing business, even more businesses go to the wall. We thought that there needs to be a better way to do things. So what we've done between us is we've identified 37 subject matter experts. So that's everything from a Facebook expert to a separate LinkedIn expert to a sales expert to a ebook expert, etc. And what we've done is we've put together this 12-month program where people will get no rainbows, no unicorns. They're going to get good hard-edged stuff they can learn in the morning and take and apply in their business in the afternoon. Now, the idea is that we have the program running on a fortnightly basis. So you go along to a class Tuesday morning on Zoom for 2 to 4 hours, depending on the subject matter. You learn stuff, you have workbooks, and then you've got a week to put it in place. We have a Q&A session later in the week at nighttime to look after any questions you've got. We'll throw in some Facebook Lives for further questions if needs be. But the key thing is this is about finding and killing those knowledge gaps. So, like, we start off with things like, is your business structure right? You know, have you got your accounts right? You know, have you got the right legal in place? Have you got the right insurance in place? Real basic stuff. But I know from my own experience working with businesses, in fact, late last year, I was working with a family business that had been around for 25 years. They turned over a few million bucks a year, really nice people, quite successful business. And I was the first person ever to go through a P&L line by line with them in 22 years. That just staggers me, because how can you know things if you don't know your numbers? But it's not just dry stuff like that. You know, we go into how to create your videos. We go into how to do multi-content. I mean, you do a fantastic job, Michael. Your omnipresence online is fantastic. I mean, just listening to you rattle off all the places people can listen, this is fantastic. Well, we have some people who are going to help show people how to do that. And so we've created this thing. So it's educational rather than the usual online program you go to where there's some talking head who gives you an awful lot about what you should do and very little about, you know, how to do it. We're more about the how to do than the should do. So that's what we've put together. And I'm really excited about it, and so is Deb. I mean, I'm doing some teaching in it as well. She is, but we've put together a pretty good group of people, and the curriculum I'm very, very happy with.
Yeah, fantastic. And it certainly allows someone to be able to, you know, very short, I suppose it's like going to university and going, well, I want to get my MBA and I'll do that online and I can pretty much get that done in a year. And it's taking the same sort of concept and going, okay, so these are the things that you really should be knowing to be really successful at business and increasing your profit. And rather than you having to go and source who might or might not be a good person, we've already got all that handled and done that for you, and it's all in one place. So it's great. Let's sort of just go, and I'll leave the link. If you're listening to this in any of our platforms, it's in the show notes. It's aussiebusinessaccelerator.com/invitation to find out more about the Aussie Business Accelerator. If I'm in business right now and I want to be able to increase my profit over the next 90-odd days, what's one thing I should just be looking at? Let's sort of look at that.
There's really three key things to do that I work on with businesses. The first one is we look at your pricing. So, you know, you can always increase your prices if your market fit, your relevance to the market is good. We need to look at your customer churn. We need to see how often are you know, customers buying from you, and how long are you retaining them. And then, of course, the third one is you've got to get you more customers in. If you're able to increase each of those things by 10%, that's, you know, broadly speaking, a 30% increase in the profitability with your business. And, of course, you know, if you hold your cost line low, it delivers a lot more to you. But the key thing for your profitability is to determine if your market fit is right. Because things change very, very quickly. And there's quite a big backlash against Facebook at the moment because of the news thing. So actually Facebook in Australia is seeing a lot of people deleting the app. Now, that's up to them, but it's quite interesting seeing how that changed. Where Facebook was just a given, now it's wobbling a little bit. So your key thing is, you know, what problem do I solve? Who do I solve it for? Is it a problem people want solved? How do I solve it? And can they pay me for it? If you can answer those five questions with your services or your products, then you look at your pricing, then you look at your lead generation, then you look at conversion, you know, then you look at partnerships, for heaven's sake, so you can try and build things. But if you don't know what it is you fix, who you fix it for, and that, in fact, it's a wanted solution, then you're wasting time. That Kevin Costner movie, Field of Dreams, where he says, build it and they will come. Well, quite frankly, if you want to go broke, that's what you do. You build something and hope people come, rather than talking to clients and finding out what's keeping them awake at 3 o'clock. I call it the 3 a.m. question. What's the thing that keeps people awake at 3 a.m. and can you fix it for them? Because if you can, then you're on the way to a profitable business.
Yeah, fantastic. It's such a common sense approach. And as simple as what that sounds, we just overcomplicate business. Business isn't difficult. It's actually quite simple, and it's just doing small little things. And you've used these words before. You don't need to go and find the shiny rainbow and the unicorns. You just actually have to do the tried and tested things that have worked for decades and decades and decades, and just simply do them. And obviously getting to know how to do them and having the knowledge is generally the part that's missing. If you have just recently joined us, make sure you go and check out aussiebusinessaccelerator.com/invitation. Description is in the show notes. If you are listening to this on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Play, on YouTube, or any other social platforms, make sure you subscribe when you're there so you don't miss an episode of our Get More Referrals Today podcast. Jeff, let's finish with this. I always like asking this question to sort of finish off. If you had one piece of advice, either it's been given to you or you just know it off by heart because you give it so often to others, what's one piece of advice that you'd leave our business owners with?
Ooh, okay. I think the one piece of advice would be don't be scared to ask for help. All right? Don't try and do it all by yourself. Again, put aside your pride if that's what's getting in the way. But don't be scared to ask for help. And if you don't get the answers that help you fix things, then ask someone else. You know? Unfortunately, the field that I work in, coaching, is full of people. There's lots of people coaching out there. And like every other industry, there's the good, the bad, and there's the ugly involved there. So I know from talking to a number of business owners, they go, oh, I had a coach that wasn't good. You've got to take that next step. If your business, if you've got that scratch in the back of your head that says your business is not achieving all you think it's capable of, but you don't know why, you need to get help. And if the help, first help you go for is not right, then ask someone else. But you will, you need the help, because we often don't know what we don't know. But you, that's why you bring someone else in from the outside, and they will pinpoint what it is you need to fix, and they'll help you do it. I suppose the second thing is, for God's sake, ignore all the shiny bright objects, because everyone promises you, you know, you can sit on a beach in Thailand with a laptop and earn $1 million. And I reckon there's 1% of 1% of business people who can do that. The rest of us have to work for a living.
Yeah, so true. Jeff, it's been an absolute honour. Time always flies when you have good conversations with good people. But thank you so much for jumping on, sharing things that we really could take right now and go and do. And remember about AussieBusinessAccelerator.com/invitation. Go check that out, because it's a great hub to speed up and fast track your learning and understanding, which is all business is. When you learn and understand what to do and how to do it from people who actually do it day in, day out, then your results are easily going to go 10 times faster than you trying to work it all out yourself. So, Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Michael. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. If you've enjoyed, this is the first time you've listened to us on our Get More Referrals Today podcast. You can find us on Podbean, on Spotify, on Google Play, on Apple iTunes, any of our social platforms. Make sure you come join us in our $1 Million Referral Network free Facebook group. The links are all in the show notes below. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.